Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Thank you very much, and I hope you're going to be with us for a very special program for today. We have an excellent show lined up for you for Tuesday, May 17, 2022. We have guests today, including America's Money Answers Man, Jordan Goodman, and Arts Beat reporter Mark Auerbach. It is all coming up. For today, mostly sunny and windy. You know that by now. High 68 to 72 degrees. A little cooler than yesterday. That's not so bad. Winds are west 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and breezy. A low of 40 to 46 degrees. Police Superintendent Cheryl Claproon and Mayor Dominic J. Sarno's Chief of Staff Tom Ash will join in a special ceremony today for a pinning for the promotions of two captains at the Springfield Police Department Training Facility, 299 Page Boulevard. Congratulations to the two captains. Pottery Cellar invites you to please join them for their debut paint craze and a fun afternoon of summer canvas painting at Westfield's own Pottery Cellar. And they're going to be painting the iconic little red truck with a trunk load of sunflowers. You can make one for yourself or for a unique gift. If you come early, you can get lunch and enjoy delicious food and drinks during the event, not included in the event price. This is going to be Saturday, June 4, noon until 2 p.m. And the venue is Pottery Cellar, and they're located at 77 Mill Street in Westfield. The number is in the 413-642-5524, 642-5524. The instructor, Mary Beth Reed, and Mary Beth can be reached at 426-2319. The cost is $25, and that does include your choice of all materials to paint and 11 by 14-inch canvas to personalize. Springfield Technical Community College this summer will offer fun learning programs to expose young people between the ages of 11 and 16 to learning opportunities in STEM fields. College for Kids at STIC offers a variety of engaging programs for young people. And College for Kids at STIC will give tweens and teens the chance to have fun learning about public speaking, basketball, physics, acting, coding, and more. Now, as the only technical community college in Massachusetts, STIC will offer participants a chance to explore programs focusing on science, technology, engineering, and math. That's the acronym STEM, if you will. And all the programs cost $189 to enroll, and they run from 9:30 in the morning to 3:30 in the afternoon. Parents are responsible for providing lunch. And please note, College for Kids participants must be vaccinated for COVID-19 and are required to provide documentation of vaccination. Now, if you have any questions, you can contact Lydia Rivera Early, who is the Director of Community Engagement, and her number is 755-4787. Or you can email lmearly at stick.edu. Up and up it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Gas prices in Massachusetts continue a record climb on Tuesday, hitting an all-time new high of $4.65 a gallon. This is according to AAA. Now, that is up 5 cents since Monday's record high and 23 cents in last week. A year ago, it was $2.91 a gallon, $1.74 or less. The national average, $4.52 a gallon, which is also a record. The agency, AAA, says nearly every state is now above $4 a gallon. California, the highest prices in the country, with an average of $6.02 a gallon. Diesel prices at a record high of $6.40 a gallon. And that's in Massachusetts as of today. More about this with Jordan Goodman, who will tell you it's going to go even higher, that this is the beginning. He's coming up in just a moment or two. The Springfield Thunderbirds continue their run in the Calder playoffs. Game one of the Atlantic Division Finals against the Charlotte Checkers will be Sunday, May 22, 3:05 p.m. at the MassMutual Center. The rest of their schedule against the Checkers includes Game 2, which will be Wednesday, May 25, at 7:05 p.m. in Springfield. Game 3, Saturday, May 28, 6 p.m. at Charlotte. Game 4, if needed, Sunday, May 29, 6 p.m. at Charlotte. And Game 5, if needed, Tuesday, May 31, 7 p.m. at Charlotte. Want tickets? Tickets for the Thunderbirds' upcoming home games are now on sale. Coming up, we have Arts Beat reporter Mark Auerbach for you. But first, America's Money Answers Man.
Time now for our chinwag with America's Money Answers Man, Jordan Goodman. We're delighted to have him with us because there's obviously so much to talk about between gas prices affecting inflation, what's going on politically, and, of course, Russia and Ukraine. Bitcoin, you know it. We'll try to get as much of this in the time we have. Jordan, welcome back to Pioneer Valley Radio.
Great to be with you, Brad.
I don't think there's anything that fills everybody's windshield as much right now as inflation and gas prices. It's out of control. I think we're getting close to $5 a gallon. I don't know where it stops. I've tried to go to the store and buy food. Those prices are through the ceiling as well. Let's start there.
It's going to go higher. I mean, there's several reasons why inflation is up so much. Clearly, the war with Russia and Ukraine has affected the supply chain dramatically. Ukraine produces about 13% of the world's calories, and that is not moving through the port of Odessa. Nothing's moving right now. And so there's literally a food shortage around the world. So it's not only higher prices, but it's not available. And same with oil. Oil's up to over $110 a barrel. There's just nobody on earth who can supply the 4.5 million barrels that Russia was producing. There's a shortage and higher prices. This is rolling its way through the economy. Gas prices in the U.S. are at an all-time record high of $4.5 a gallon. In California, they're in the sixes and $7 a gallon. It's really taking a toll on consumers here because they've got to allocate money for gas and food that they would rather be using on more discretionary kind of items, vacations, restaurants, and so on. And I think it's going to have a lot of political implications as well, because people are not happy about this, and they're going to blame the people in power over it.
Well, I know that they feel frustrated, and I know they feel that there's no way they can impact this situation other than with their vote. They're looking to get their hands around something, and there's nothing they can get their hands around. When they go to the grocery store, it's literally a nightmare for families right now. So obviously,
and you have shortages, but not only higher prices, Brad, but shortages. I mean, the current crisis is this whole baby formula shortage, where there really isn't an alternative. Okay, I mean, breast milk maybe, but you can't do your own home brew of formula, and literally, we are having. Millions of starving babies in America. That's typically not good for politicians.
And I know that this is causing discretionary spending to virtually vanish because it's all being transferred to what's mandatory. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, a little bit, although we had retail sales that came out recently that were quite strong. So I think people are paying the higher prices and still traveling a lot. The airplanes are full and hotels are full. So a lot of people doing very well. I think people in lower and middle income area are getting hurt by the squeeze more. But I wouldn't say consumer spending has vanished because the numbers came in quite strong recently.
Or maybe I'm wrong on tourism and dining and restaurants and things like that. Or are they still going strong?
They're still going pretty strong. I mean, you have a hard time getting reservations on airlines these days and hotels in certain places and restaurants. So people felt locked up for the last 2 years because of COVID, and they want to get out and do things and travel, and they're doing it. So a certain segment of society is doing just fine and spending a lot of money.
I can't tell the difference right now between the stock market and the old cyclone at Coney Island. So talk to me about the stock market.
Well, in general, it's been falling a lot this year. When interest rates rise, as the Federal Reserve has been raising rates and will raise rates more, that contracts how much people are willing to pay for earnings. The price-earnings ratios have come down. The earnings have been okay, but the price-earnings ratios have been coming down. So lots of high-quality, high-tech stocks are down 40, 50, 60% from where they were 6 months or so ago because of that. And there's just a lot of fear that we're in a bear market. Now, occasionally you have a big rise in the stock market as well. It's just been very volatile day to day, but clearly we're in a longer term downtrend right now.
Real estate, What's happening?
Well, mortgage rates are up to about 5.5%, and that is affecting people's ability to buy homes. So I think there's definitely some softening in real estate. But still, the supply-demand imbalance is great. There's not enough supply and still a lot of demand. So on the margin, some people are being squeezed out and continuing to rent. But there's still, in many areas of the country, not enough supply and bidding wars. It's just not quite as high as it was, say, a year ago when interest rates were a lot lower than they are today.
Did some reading the other day about Bitcoin. Is that floundering or is it still an option for people?
Well, I think in the long term, it's an option. It has fallen dramatically. I mean, about 6 months or so ago, Bitcoin was up to 65,000. Recently, it got down to 26,000, and now it's about 30,000 or so. So it's had quite a fall, and a lot of people who bought it at 40,000, 50,000, 60,000, they're all underwater. So they're not very happy campers right now.
Yeah.
People thought Bitcoin might have been the new gold, a new kind of safe haven. And it hasn't turned out to be that way at all. It's very volatile, and all the other cryptocurrencies, the same thing. I think it has a role in a portfolio, but just realize it's going to be very, very volatile day to day.
Is there any advice that you can offer to struggling families in the middle and lower class right now who are trying to cope with skyrocketing prices?
Well, you really have to look at your budget carefully and allocate money. Don't just kind of let it flow out because it's going to flow out a lot faster. If you have to cut back on discretionary things in order to pay for the mandatory things, you have to do it. What you don't want to do is to take on more debt to make things balance out here because debt is expensive. It's getting more expensive. The Fed Reserve has raised rates twice so far this year. They have five more meetings, and they're probably going to raise rates 50 basis points at each of those meetings, which means their Fed funds rate will go up to about 3.5%, which means the prime rate, which is directly tied to that, will go up that amount as well. And all of your credit cards and student loans and car loans are all tied to that prime rate. So debt is already expensive. It's about to get more expensive. So that's not the solution. So do what you can to increase your income in various ways, maybe taking a second job or do something from home, and keep your expenses under control, because you're going to have to spend more on the mandatory things like food and fuel.
Do you see this creating an uptick in what we refer to as side hustles? More and more people looking for those?
They need it. They do need it. I've got things of something called flexjobs.com, for example, where you can find work from home. Yes, people are doing Uber and Lyft and DoorDash and all these things. They have to supplement their income somehow to make ends meet. And this is not the end. This is the beginning of an inflationary cycle, not the end. I think there's more fuel price increases. We're going to be in the $5, maybe $6 a gallon pretty soon, and food costs are going up 10, 20%. So this is not some short-term or used to be called transitory event that's going to go away. I think we have to get used to it for the long term.
All right, we're going to hold here. Jordan, as always, is very responsive to Western Mass, and you can reach him. He'll answer your questions if you have a question to email him, and you can do so through moneyanswers.com. That is his all-encompassing website, and I will add to that that it is chock full of good financial information for you. As a matter of fact, it will probably answer most of your questions as it is. Jordan, thank you very much for being here today, as per usual.
Very good. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
Now we turn our attention to the stages of the region. Here we have Mark Auerbach. Welcome back to the program, Mark.
Thank you, Brad. Hamilton Summer, a collaboration between the Bushnell Center for the Performing Arts, Connecticut Historical Society, and the Wadsworth Athenaeum Museum of Art will bring a summer of revolutionary experiences to Hartford, providing varying perspectives on the era of the American Revolution and its contemporary retelling through the prism of the award-winning musical Hamilton. This month marks the launch of these experiences with the exhibition Hamilton, Heroes and Villains, now at the Connecticut Historical Society. It's followed in June by the return of Hamilton the Musical to the Bushnell, with performances beginning June 22nd, and the opening of the exhibition Hamilton, The Art of Remaking History on June 24th at the Wadsworth. For details on Hamilton the Musical, bushnell.org. Kevin Rhodes, the former Springfield Symphony Orchestra maestro, has been named the chief conductor of Bratislava's Slovakian National Opera, SND. Next season, productions for Rhodes will include a new production of Bizet's Carmen and important revivals of Turandot and Aida, in addition to productions of the ballet Giselle, La Femme Garde, and Swan Lake with the Ballet Company. Rhodes returns to Springfield July 23rd to conduct Mosso, the musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, on a program that includes violinist Evgeny Kutik. For details on that, SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com. The Agitators, the story of Susan B. Anthony and Frederick Douglass, Matt Smart's play about the tempestuous friendship between two major historical figures who met as abolitionists in the 1840s, plays West Hartford's Playhouse on Park, May 25th through June 12th. Kelly O'Donnell directs. For details, playhouseonpark.org. An Evening for Ukraine, hosted by the Springfield Public Forum and the Pioneer Valley Symphony Orchestra at Springfield Symphony Hall on May 25th, combines a talk from former ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor and a benefit concert of Ukrainian music conducted by Tianti Yineng, who traveled to Ukraine last year with Thomas DeHartman Project to collaborate with the Lviv National Philharmonic Orchestra on premiere recordings of the recovered works of Ukrainian-born composer Thomas DeHartman. For details, pvsoc.org. Julius Caesar in Egypt, Handel's opera focusing on the lives of Caesar and Cleopatra, will be performed by Connecticut Lyric Opera and Connecticut Virtuosi at the Bushnell on May 22nd. Rebecca Batista D'Almeida sings the role of Caesar, and Olivia Wallace sings the role of Cleopatra. The conductor is Adrian Sylvine. The stage director is Alan Mann. For details, virtuosi.ticketleap.com. And TheaterWorks Hartford has got a new works festival May 16th through the 22nd. It's a series of new plays brought to the stage in readings, both in-person and online, plus workshops, panel discussions, and talkbacks, and it's all free. The program explores and celebrates new voices in the American theater. Some of the participants include playwrights Brooke Berman, Melissa Crespo, and Sarah Solwick, Terry Guest, and James Anthony Tyler. And a panel of note, May 21st, features TheaterWorks Artistic Director Rob Ruggiero, joined by New Works experts Tracy Brigden, the former Artistic Director of Pittsburgh City Theater, Michael Barakiva, former Artistic Director of Ithaca's Hangar Theater, and Jacob Padron, the Artistic Director of Long Wharf Theater. For details, twhartford.org. And the last Mosso at the Westfield Athenaeum concert for this season is Thursday night at 7:30. The musical menu, performed by the musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, includes Haydn, Glazunov, Ebert, Delibes, Fauré, Gershwin, and more. Tickets are available at the door. For details, westath.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thanks to everybody for being with us today, Tuesday. Make it a great Tuesday, and be with us for our program tomorrow, Wednesday, up during the day and available to you all day and all night on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. We will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.